Educate client on investment fraud. Investing can provide individuals with the means to generate wealth and meet their financial goals. However, investors can also become a target for a variety of types of fraud. A counselor can assist their clients by providing education on certain common types of investment fraud and the red flags that can indicate that the client has come into contact with a fraudster. Advances in technology, especially social media, communications, and mobile apps, have created new tools that can be used for potential fraud. Clients who are less comfortable with technology should be especially wary of any communications they receive from unknown or unfamiliar individuals offering investment opportunities or advice. Red flags of investment fraud. Investors can arm themselves against certain types of investment fraud by learning to identify red flags, that is, signs or cues that indicate something may not be what it appears and therefore has a higher probability of being fraud. Here is a list of common red flags that clients should be made aware of: cold calls from investors, unlicensed investment professionals, overly aggressive sellers, opportunities that seem too good to be true, chances are it is. Risk-free opportunities, no legitimate investment opportunity is risk-free. Excessive exuberance in a seller, perhaps offering incredible returns. Time-sensitive investment opportunities, anonymous and insider information, requests for personal information in exchange for investment advice or tips, requests from overseas. The method of communication can also be a red flag, for example, via text, instant message, or social media. The SEC's advice for avoiding fraud, which should be conveyed to clients, includes always ask questions if contacted by someone about an investment opportunity and request documentation about the investment, example a prospectus or annual review. Do your own thorough research before investing in any opportunity. Conduct a background check of any investment professional you might work with via their website, investor.gov. Types of investment fraud. Here are examples of investment fraud that clients should be informed about. This list is by no means comprehensive. Affinity scams. Investment scams aimed at specific groups, such as seniors, military personnel, or religious communities. Perpetrators often pretend to be part of the target group to engender trust. These types of scams can grow beyond the initial perpetrators. Ponzi schemes. A scam that uses deposits from new clients to provide higher-than-market returns for existing investors, rather than through investing. They often promise their customers little to no risk. Pyramid schemes. A scam in which participants attempt to make money by recruiting new investors/participants, but no genuine product or service is sold. The schemes typically have a complicated commission structure that does not deliver on promises. Internet/social media scams. Criminals are quick to adapt to new technologies, and some have learned how to leverage social media and its ability for wider reach. They also work to manipulate research and investment networks. Relationship investment scams. A long con in which a criminal will attempt to develop a trusting and/or romantic relationship with someone in the hope of eventually having them invest in an opportunity, which likely is not real. Spam/phishing. Some scams are perpetrated via email in attempts to collect personal information, especially banking, or solicit advance fees. Pump and dump schemes. A scam intended to artificially inflate a particular stock by dispersing false or exaggerated information about the company, pump, and then selling holdings for profit once the price has risen, dump. Turning. Excessive trading on a client's account to generate more fees and commissions.